Online-Radio-Redaktion des Gymnasiums Brake präsentiert. A podcast about a trip to England and what we learned about the world of work in the huge Christie School. A group of 10 11th grade students visited the small village Tonbridge from 5th to 9th June. We spent 3 forenoons with our buddies in school, where we took part in their individual lessons like English, math or biology. Some of us even had the chance to learn more about photography, psychology and law. Besides, we went to German classes of 8 and 9 graders in which we helped them with exercises or worked together on projects to our theme, the world of work. On our last day, we had PSHE lessons where we wrote our own CVs and researched for job apprenticeships in the internet. Also, we heard a speech from the head teacher to the 8 graders. Moreover, we used the time during breaks and free lessons to spend time with the English students in the common room. In the afternoons of Wednesday and Thursday, we had trips to London and Chartwell, which every student of us really enjoyed due to some of our buddies joined us as well. The Hotel Rose and Crown had awesome waiters who served us every night a special meal. Besides, our evenings were really calm. We got some time to rest and explore Tonbridge together.
We had a lot of conversation with the English students about the plans of the future. We learned that some of them want to go to university, but there are also some who prefer to do an apprenticeship after school. Furthermore, the school in England invests more time into preparing the students for the work life. As we already mentioned, English students have a whole day with PSHE lessons, while students in Germany only have 2 lessons per week in career orientation. Subjects like psychology and law are missing in German schools. We think they can help in deciding what career path you want to follow in the future.
In the following few minutes, we want to show you our results on the project The World of Work.
We have interviewed 3 students from the Huge Christie School about the world of work in Tonbridge.
What's your name?
Emily Smith.
Where do you see yourself in 2 to 3 years?
University, hopefully.
Have you researched any specific careers?
Yes. I want to be an actress. And I've, like, looked into that field and what it's about.
Very cool. How do you stay informed about job opportunities and market trends?
So I use social media and I just, like, look up things like newspapers and, like, news articles and stuff like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Casey.
Hast du dich über bestimmte Karrieremöglichkeiten informiert?
Ja, ich habe geforscht, weil ich eine Antwort sein musste.
Gibt es bestimmte Branchen, die in deiner Region oft vorhanden sind?
In meiner Stadt gibt es viele erfolgreiche Restaurants aus vielen verschiedenen Ländern.
Gibt es irgendwelche Herausforderungen oder Vorteile für eine Karriere in deiner Region?
Es kann schwieriger sein, zur Universität zu gehen, weil es mehr Wettbewerb in der Gegend gibt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hallo, wie heißt du?
Zoe.
Wo siehst du dich so in 2 Jahren?
In 2 Jahren möchte ich im Finanzwesen mit einer Ausbildung arbeiten.
Hast du dich schon über bestimmte Berufe informiert?
Ich habe dann in Buchhaltung und Banking geforscht. Ich habe mich nach einer Ausbildung umgesehen, weil ich nicht zur Universität gehen möchte.
Okay, und wie informierst du dich über Berufsmöglichkeiten?
Ich sehe oft Informationen über Arbeit auf sozialen Medien oder in Zeitungen.
Dankeschön.
In the next 2 interviews, 2 English students ask us about the world of work in Germany.
What is your name?
My name is Merle.
Where do you see yourself in 2 to 3 years?
I see myself in university studying something like languages or media.
Are there any specific companies or industries you are interested in working for?
At the moment, not really, but I would really like to work for a company who is based in 2 different countries because I think I would really like to experience work and life in some different cultures, and I think it would be really amazing.
What local job opportunities are available in your area?
In Brake, I think a lot of port industries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Masha.
Are you planning on going to university?
Yes, I want to go to the university.
What skill do you think are most important in the workplace?
I think to be kind and friendly and maybe to speak with other people, to like to speak with other people.
Yeah, okay. How do you stay informed about job opportunities and market trends?
Maybe over social media or to make internships.
Zuletzt haben noch zwei Schülerinnen des Gymnasiums Brake nach ihrer Meinung über die Fahrt nach England befragt.
Welche Erwartungen hattest du vor Beginn der Fahrt? Also ich hatte die Erwartung, viel mit den Engländern zu reden, aber auch neue Erfahrungen und Ideen oder irgendwie Anregungen sammeln zu können. Wie planst du den Kontakt zu deinem Partner im anderen Land fortzusetzen? Also im Moment setze ich den Kontakt über Snapchat fort und das plane ich auch weiterhin so zu tun. Was nimmst du von dieser Reise für dich mit in Bezug auf neue Einblicke, Wissen und Kompetenzen?
Ich denke, ich nehme davon mit, dass wirklich, dass man gelernt hat, dass in anderen Ländern das halt sehr anders ist, auch wenn man zur Schule geht. Das Arbeitsverhältnis, das Schulverhältnis, das ist alles sehr anders und man kann das halt nicht immer miteinander vergleichen. Jeder lebt halt anders und das hat sich da halt super herausgestellt. Also ich würde sowas gerne nochmal wieder machen, um nochmal auch in anderen Ländern zu erfahren, wie zur Schule gehen und wie deren Schulleben oder Arbeitsleben vorgeführt wird.
We're glad that we had the chance to take part in a trip to Tonbridge. We had an amazing time with the students and learned so much of the English school and work system.
Dieses Projekt wurde mit einem Zuschuss von UK German Connection gefördert. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Dieser Podcast wurde präsentiert von Mascha Merle.